Hi everyone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks. Welcome everyone to episode 22. We are about to enter in to the Black Mage Village for Final Fantasy IX. If you listened to our last episode, we basically went through Conte Petit. We had some fun times with the accents. We're going to have some more today, so that's a nice treat for you. Just the disclaimer, as usual, we are well into disc 2 of Final Fantasy IX, so if you just kind of want to start at the beginning, episode 6 is where you want to go. As far as where we're at, though, let's do it. So we left off. You go into the Black Mage Village. If you remember, as we talked about, you don't kind of just go right into it. You do have to kind of navigate the fork in the road. Remember, if you just go the right path again, left path, and then right path last, you'll be there. We talked about it with the owls and all that, so we won't get into it. But regardless, once you actually get into the Black Mage Village, first thing, man, I have to say, dude, can you drop a beat, man? This is Black Mage Village. It's like, you're like, dude, it's an awesome song, man. I really like it.
I love the Black Mage Village soundtrack. It's one of the best in this whole game. So good. It's kind of like a rendition of, it has like elements of Vivi's theme in there, I think, you know, because it's all the Black Mage Village kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it's really awesome though.
It is. I always kind of forget about it until I enter it again, you know, in the game, and I'm like, oh yeah, just the bass. If you got a nice sound system, the bass just comes through so strong.
It actually bumps. It really does.
Yeah. All right. Let's get down to business here. The ATEs in this. Now, we did kind of give you a little disclaimer last episode, that make sure you make that save point before entering here. If you did not, well, I'm sorry for you. Because
especially if you're trying to get that trophy for all the ATEs. I think it's called Movie Critic on the PS4. Yeah, me and Mark both, we have made mistakes on this. Gosh. And it's so easy to do, and basically if you just go into the wrong area at the wrong time, you've already messed up your chances of getting all the ATEs. So definitely make that clean extra save file.
Yes, just as Alex said, even looking at the correct order that we have written down, I still accidentally messed it up twice yesterday when I was doing it myself. It's just very
easy
to do. It's really easy to mess up. Anyways, getting to it. Once you enter, there's some black mages. They're like, humans, and they run away. And then, as usual, as Alex has mentioned before, I think it was last episode, actually, usually when you get into a new area, the party splits up. They go their own way to kind of, like, you know, just check out the town or wherever you're at. So that's exactly what happens here. And, of course, right off the bat, as usual, you are tossed with a sling of ATEs. So before you move to any other screen or do anything, you want to watch Everyday Life. That's the first one you want to watch.
You have multiple options?
You
or
do.
Or is it just the one?
You do. I can't remember exactly. I know that Gorman's nose is not there. I think it's Everyday Life. I think it's Life on the Run.
Life on the Run, or
something. Yeah, there's multiple of it. Everyday Life, I forget which one that even goes to. I think that goes to the shopkeeper. And he kind of gives you a hint. Now, we are going to get into all the things here. There's not a whole lot. It's not a very large area at all. But there's a lot of items and stuff. Another good thing of watching Everyday Life is you actually have to watch that to get the hint of something that we'll get to with the item shopkeeper later. But in order to get a specific option, it doesn't unlock talking to the shopkeeper unless you watch Everyday Life. So regardless,
that's a good point.
Two birds, one stone here. You want to watch Everyday Life. Now, here's the next one. You need to go to the right area. Now, do not go directly right. Like, don't just hang that quick right and go that way to the, that'll lead you to like where the Moogle is and the Chocobo. Nope, wrong area. I did it, messed up, had to restart. You want to go forward first. There's kind of like some stairs that lead close to the item shop. It's right there. And then go right. So you'll kind of be in that structure along the railing, kind of like the deck, so to speak. That's the one to the right you want to go. And then that one, what's next, man?
Then you watch Life on the Run.
Yep.
And I can't remember. I think that's the one where Vivi is.
He's
Was the one
just,
where Vivi starts
yeah, you
running
got it.
after
He's
him?
just like chasing the black mages, and then Dagger's chasing Vivi, and I mean
Right.
it's really quick. Most of these are really fast ATEs, not much
That's
to
right.
them.
Yeah.
And so
Yep.
that's that. So now you're at this screen. You can kind of you could see the shop. It's there. It's kind of opened up for you in the front for the screen. You want to go into the shop and then out the other door. It's kind of hard to describe unless you're seeing it, then you know exactly what we're talking about. But you'll be on the outside of the shop. Just go into it and then go out the other door to the left. Then
Yeah.
you will be able to get Gorman's nose. It's a pretty hilarious one. It's Kena, so I mean, of course it's gonna be funny. Anything you know, with Kena, you already know is just it's gonna be a joke. It's hilarious, but she kind of just smells something delicious, you know? It's kind of all it is.
Yeah. Then for the next ATE, so you keep going left
Yep.
past that and you get different languages.
Yeah, just to drive the point home for Gorman's nose is you will be where you just saw Life on the Run with everyone chasing each other. That's where you'll be. It's basically the
Right.
outside. You'll see there's another door to a shop that we'll get to, and then you're outside of that. Be careful. This is where I messed up the second time, was I was just trying to pass the door. When you pass the door, the next AT, it's
Oh.
mandatory. It just happens. You can't do anything about it. But I just it wasn't that I wasn't paying attention either. Like, I was kind of being really careful because I already messed up once. I didn't want to do it again. I just accidentally went into that door, which you'll find is the synthesis shop. And then, boom, it was ruined. So I had to start it up again at that point. I was already
Yeah.
getting frustrated and, you know, and go through it. But if you do continue left, it's just as Alex said, you will get different languages. It just, you know, kind of just keeps going with more of the story, more of the kind of fill in the clues and stuff. Regardless, after that, keep going to the left, follow Vivi some more. It's to the cemetery is essentially what it is. There'll be some dialogue there. You learn that these black mages are, you know, they're stopping is what they call later on. You find out that it's basically they're dying. The main one, I forget what it is. It's like Black Mage 283 or something like that. You know, they only
Yeah.
have numbers, so I don't remember exactly, but he basically just breaks it down to Vivi. It's like it seems that after a year, you know, that's their lifespan is about a year. They all die about after that.
Yeah. And then after that, so after you watched Visitor, Not Invader, then you can go back, enter the synthesis shop. You get a little bit of dialogue between Dagger and Zidane where Dagger's trying to talk to the black mages in the shop and they don't understand any of the words really. Like, you know, they're all confused. She's trying to
Yeah.
teach them, and then Zidane gets all witty like he usually does.
He
She gets
does.
all upset, leaves, and then you can watch Life Cycle, where they elaborate a little bit more on basically the time frame of their life.
Yeah, I kind of just spoiled it there for it. Yeah, life cycle, you find out much more of that. It is pretty funny going back to what you said about they don't really understand, you know, because there's two of the black mages in there when Dagger goes, and you've already kind of see this, you know, from I think Visitor, Not Invader, or different languages. I can't remember
Yeah.
which. There's one more we do have to talk about.
Right.
And they're kind of grilling her, and she's like, not here. And it's just funny when Zidane goes in because she's like, tell them why we're here. And he's like, yeah, why are we here?
Yeah, that's
She's like,
right.
come on, man. He's like, I'm
Yeah.
kidding. It's a joke. And they're like, a joke?
What's a joke? Yeah.
But the other one, I can't remember. It must be, I don't know. Regardless, it's what it goes to Kena when she does, and you know, she goes inside the little chocobo hut you find, and there's a massive egg. It's a chocobo egg, and she's like, let's eat it. I got
Oh,
some screens,
man.
man. It's hysterical. I can't remember exactly
Yeah.
what she says, but it's all fantastic stuff.
I could guess probably something like chocobo egg, very delicious if you cook it right.
Yeah. Oh, Kena.
Kena, just savage.
She can't ever catch a break either. After you do those, though, that is the ATEs. Again, it's just a very particular order, and you have to make sure you do not go into any additional screens as you go through that. But once you see Life Cycle, you know, the one with the dagger, it's at the shop, you're right there, so you might as well talk to them. And, you know, there's some interesting new things, right? You got Runetooth. If you're similar to me, I am still using the ogre. I am still trying to get that maxed out on the mastered rather. After that, I got Exploda, I got Gladius, and now I got, you know, Runetooth. So it's
Yeah.
definitely I got some options, let's just say that.
Yeah, and some of those abilities take forever to learn. Like, I think on the Gladius, it's you've got Annoy and Lucky Seven,
Yeah, annoying.
and luckily, Lucky Seven carries over to the Exploda, which is kind of like his. It's just a little step down for Moontooth in terms of attack power, but Lucky Seven takes forever to learn because I think it's 75
Yeah,
AP
it's a
or
lot.
85. And another thing that I will note too about the Gladius. You really want to learn Annoy on that. I believe that's 35 AP because that's the last, or I should say, the best weapon that you're going to have to learn that ability. It's an okay ability. I think it just puts trouble on an enemy, which is, I don't
Yeah,
think I've
I
ever
think it's
really
about
used
that.
it that much, but you know.
No, it is. I mean, Gladius is better than the Ogre as well. So, I mean, I know you got, you know, if you're like me, you got multiple weapons, but yeah, trying to master those all. Some other new things is we do have an extension, which is a Lamias Tierra and Multina Racket. It's pretty good. I have, man, I'm trying to remember what I have on her. Whatever I had on her has level up. That's extension has level up also, so that's what makes it pretty good. Fairy earrings, we've talked about multiple times. You know, I mean, you should already have a couple, but you can now synthesize it. And then the last one, man, Reflect Rain. We privately talked about this. We bashed it to pieces, Reflect Rain, back in Trino. But then we were actually strategizing and talking about it a little bit. And we're gonna have to test this out and get back to you on it because it might actually be okay-ish.
Yeah, you can definitely find uses for it. One thing I will say too, this is where the game gets kind of tricky with the synthesis things because what's going to happen later on in the game is these synthesis items are going to be components of other synthesis items.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, well, I already have fairy earrings, I don't need any more. Fair enough, but since it only takes Magic Armlet and a soft, two of things you can just buy at the shop. I would suggest getting maybe two or three of those because that's going to be a component of an even better accessory later on down the
Yeah.
road. The Reflect Ring is, like Mark was just saying, depends on how you use it, how good it is. And the other thing is, too, the components of it, you need an anklet and a maiden's ring. So I'm not even sure if you have access to anklet
Yeah,
at this point. I don't
that's a good
remember.
point. I wasn't able to make it. I didn't have enough money anyways. I'm dirt poor. I got 23 gil right now. Literally 23 gil. So, in Reflect Rain cost 7,000. So I was looking at, but that's a good
7,000.
point. I don't think we have gone Inklet yet.
No, that's a synthesis item, and I don't think it's available at this point. But we talked about this on a much earlier episode. At your
Yes.
first visit to Trino, you can buy one in the synthesis, or not the synthesis shop, the auction house
Yes. And
for much less than
I think it's
7,000.
about the same amount too. It's going to be about 7,000. I can't remember
Oh,
exactly, but
yeah.
most of them were kind of in that area. But that's the synthesis shop. Obviously, you still got the kind of older things there, and there are plenty of other things to do, but we are going to go to Bold Move first. All right, our bold move for episode 22. Alex, go ahead and start us off, man.
Okay, so taking us all the way back to Final Fantasy VIII.
All
You
right.
know, I was thinking about this the last time I played that game. It was quite a bold move for Squall to try and take Rhynoa to Esthar all by himself. He's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna walk
Piggyback
there.
style.
Yeah, piggyback style. I'm not gonna take any of the party members with me. I'm just gonna fight all the battles by myself,
Yeah.
and screw you guys. I'm going home.
Screw yeah, dude. Great choice, man. That went all the way over my head. I didn't even think of that because seriously, and he's just walking there. It's like, dude, that is such a far journey, and you're doing piggyback style. At least like fashion a cart or something, just pull her. I don't know.
Something.
Something. All right. Well, mine is within the realm of Final Fantasy X. There's lots of bold moves in this one, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Riku and Tidus, the whole game, they're talking about, you know, they're gonna find a way to save Yuna. If you don't know 10, this is a big spoiler for you, but you know, and they get all the way up to Xanarcan Ruins, and they go all the way in to Lady Yunaliska, and they find out that, yeah, you know, you gotta sacrifice someone to do the final Aeon and kill Sin. It was a pretty bold move of the party to kill literally at that moment the only way to defeat Sin.
Oh man,
Like, that's
it's like the ultimate
only open. Option for them. They don't know any other way. And they're like, yeah, let's just kill her. Boom, kill her. And it's like, well, I guess, yeah, we'll have to find some other way. You know, but it's crazy. Know, right? What a bold move.
It was all because I don't want to live with false hope.
yeah, live with false hope, yeah.
I mean, of course, it's a Final Fantasy, so it all works out in the end. But yes. That wouldn't work out in real life. They probably would have just destroyed the only way to be able to do that. And then, yeah, it's like, oh, sorry, guys. We didn't want false hope, so...
Didn't want false hope. No, they walked out of Xanark in ruins, and, like, in the distance, you just hear screams and see explosions everywhere, and Sense is going on a rampage because he's like, heck yeah, man, I can't die anymore. Anyways.
I always like to... Yeah, that's a good point. Hey.
Those are our bold moves, and let's see what else we can get into at the Black Mage Village. Okay, so continuing on here, there are a few things that we can do. There is Mogrio the Moogle. It is in that same area as the Chocobo. You probably saw it during the ATEs, but we don't know exactly what happens yet. We're going to double check because I can't remember. Either the Moogle isn't around that long, or maybe you can't get right back into the Black Mage Village, or maybe the letter becomes unavailable after you leave. But regardless, right now, go ahead, go talk to him, grab the letter. You got Mogrio to Machi, and now you have three, man. You got Mogmat to Zuzuna, Kupo, as we're calling it, to Kupo, yeah. And now Mogrio to Machi. So, I mean, they're stacking up.
Getting crazy.
But definitely grab that one. And then there's some treasures around, right?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of things here. First off, so you just grabbed the letter for Mogrio to Machi.
Yep.
Head back to the very beginning of Black Mage Village, that first part where you've got all of the paths branching off and stuff. You go to that very far left hut, and you search one of the nooks on the
deck, right, or something.
The deck, pretty much, yeah. And you'll find an elixir there, which is pretty nice.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's just an equipment shop. You go in, pretty standard fare stuff. You've got the Gladius available. You've got Lamia's Tiara.
Yeah.
And now you actually have the survival vest as well, which is a pretty nice piece of body armor. So pick up a few of those.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else that's new. Those are the new items that you can buy. I think everything else is the same. There might be something here or there, but regardless, those are just kind of the notable ones. And something that's kind of interesting, we talked about this all the way back at Clara, in which now thinking back to that, in comparison to now, you know, then I talked about how the fact that we still couldn't really buy high potions. You know, I just noticed it at the item shop there. Now looking back, we are much further along than Clara, and now you finally can purchase high potions. So you can purchase high potions. Remedies are also in there, so that's another great one.
Yeah, the remedies are super nice. Get some of those. High potions, it's funny how they balance the game because they let it become available to you when they kind of start to become less useful.
Right, and yeah.
Especially at this point, because remember back at Clara, you didn't really have a healer.
No.
Now you've got Dagger. Now you don't really need high potions as much. They're like, okay, now you can buy them.
Yeah, here you go. And it's like, gee, thanks, man. You know, I've been using potions that heal for 150 when I got 600 health. Regardless, you can buy them now. Make sure you do talk to the shopkeeper again or whichever way you want to do this. But from watching that first ATE, you get a little hint that he's like talking about like what a customers. He's like reading like a book about like, you know, shopkeepers for dummies, you know, or something like that. When they say, give me the usual, give them something special. And so that's the whole thing. And so when you talk to him, you can have that option now. It's unlocked. And if you say that, he gets out from under the counter or behind the counter router and like starts to look for something to give you. That frees up the ladder that now you can go upstairs and you can get a black belt.
Yeah, this is an awesome, awesome accessory. I love this one at this point. And I mean, it is a real prize because it's kind of tricky to get. Like we were saying, you have to watch that everyday life ATE. That's the only way to get him from behind the counter. If not, you can't get to the ladder. Get to the ladder, you know, you can get this item. And it's got abilities HP plus 20% that Zidane can learn.
Huge.
That is awesome. It's got a nice strength boost, and you can even put it on Vivi, and he can learn Demi at this point, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's what it's very versatile is what it is. And I mean, you know, you think about the other things. Has HP 10% been available to Zidane? Can he learn that also?
I don't think he can, actually. I think
from
HP,
Power Belt.
Yeah, I think HP plus 10% is only Freya
and Steiner.
Steiner.
Yeah. So
and
20%, I mean, that's huge. That's a massive boost for really any character, especially Zidane right now.
Yeah, he can become a real tank. I mean, he's definitely getting up to near 1,000 HP.
Yes.
Usually, you know, you'll usually be around, I don't know, level 20 or so by this point, so if not more. So yeah, he's gonna be a good tank, and you'll need it too because you've got this unbalanced team of Dagger, low HP healer, Eevee, low HP, you know, magic attacker, and then Kina kind of somewhere in between.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely get that black belt. Some other things is that you do have the Virgo Stelazio. We haven't had one in a long time, but you can finally pick up the next one. It is in the inn. First time you go into the inn, you can choose to rest. It really doesn't matter. If you rest, it just kind of progresses the story, and you can just walk around anyways once the gang all gets back together. But regardless, if you just kind of choose, I don't want to rest now or whatever, it's just by the beds. You got like the bunk bed. It's just on the floor. They're pretty easy to find. So that's the next Stelazio, which is pretty sweet to have.
If you go back to the synthesis shop, you can find a little hidden chest kind of over by the guy sitting on like the really high chair or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a hidden chest there with 2,000 gil. That's pretty nice. Then you can climb up the ladder, go to the roof. You kind of walk along this pathway up there, find another chest, 843 gil. And that's pretty much it for all the items here.
It is. Yeah, I mean, you can talk to the few people around to kind of just talk a little bit if you want. But other than that, that's kind of it. Essentially, what happened is, you know, in the story, the Black Mages, they give you the info you need that they saw a silver dragon fly north. The only way you can get there is by going back through Conde Pate, through the sanctuary that, if you remember, first time we were there, we couldn't get through. As Kina puts it here very, very shortly, the twin dwarf seas are blocking the way, and so you can't go. But that's where we do need to go now, is we need to go back to Conde Pate again, and here we go. All right. Make your way back there. Obviously, run, fight, chocobo, whatever way you want. It's right there. You just got to go right back. There is an ATE, and it can be missed. So we'll get there to the point. Essentially, once you get back, you can ask around. They'll kind of give you some info, but essentially you do need to go either to the Twin Dwarfsies or the other dude that's in the kind of like, I don't know, holy place with the boat, you know, in the middle or whatever. And they'll tell you need to find his holiness is essentially what it is. So you can walk around, find it. Where he is, though, he's in that hallway where we had that VV ATE with the couple that were just fighting, basically right outside of the inn. It's pretty hilarious. Zidane goes up and's like, hey, mister, are you the holy guy? Dude, his name, okay, is something else. I never paid attention to this until
names are so funny.
Now, first of all, he's a dwarf and his name's David, okay? I mean, I guess that makes sense because we do have Brian, Root Runner, you know, other things. So their first names are fine. But his last name is friggin' Heavenguard. David Heavenguard. Like, what a last name.
I love it. It's so funny. And especially Zidane's comment, too. Are you the holy guy? He's still just so crude and everything.
just straight really up. Fun. It's not like, that's the idea. It's not like he's not being disrespectful. He's just not really respectful based on titles and roles. You know, he just treats everyone the same. Like, hey, man, what, are you the holy guy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then you get a nice little scene where Dagger agrees to go through with it with Zidane to get married and everything so that they can get access to the sanctuary. And it's really funny because she's just thinking, you know, she's not really thinking twice about it.
No.
It's just like, well, this is what we need to do. Zidane's taking it seriously.
Oh, dude, he's taking it so seriously. I guess, to go back and fill. So essentially, the only way to get passed into the sanctuary is they only do it for married couples, you know, that they married there at the dwarven settlement of Conde Pate. And yeah, he's like, Zidane's like, so what do you think, Dagger? Should we do it? And she's like, let's do it. And he's like, what? Like, he wasn't expecting her to say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, we got screens. Everyone knows this is this whole entire just scene right here is very memorable. You remember it. You know, Zidane's having this massive, just massive internal dialogue while they're going through the Mary process. And he's like, you know, maybe she, you know, really liked that I got so super deep back there in Black Mage Village. I'm such a stud. You know?
Right. Yeah. It's so funny.
But you get through that. You get married. Zidane gets, you know, he goes in for a kiss, gets turned down. And here is your only missable ATE is just, we're going to go up ahead. And Vivi and Keena are like, you can't leave us here. And so your option is to either go and talk to the twin Dorseys or say, why don't you guys get married too? Oh my gosh, you have to select it, first of all, because you have to. Second of all, you don't want to miss it because it's an AT, but so iconic, man.
Scene is so funny. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. I've definitely been before just to see what happens if you say, let's go see the dwarves. And there's a little scene that happens. It's not funny at all. You don't get any of the good scene or anything like that. And you basically just get through without them having to get married. But if you select, why don't you guys get married? Then you get one of the best ATEs in the whole game, Nuptial Joy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's same exact setting, you know, same angle, same everything as it was for Dagger and Zidane. Now it's just Vivi and Keena. And we all know that after, you know, the holiness David Heavenguard is like, and you're married, Keena's just, I'm so happy.
and then I love how Vivi is just like, me too, dot, 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 dot.
Me too, yeah. And dude, just so something, something I was thinking during this while I was watching it this time was like, man, we're just, you know, we're not going to get into the actual, you know, specifics of reality in who and what they are. But just, they're married. And so I was like, man, what would a Keena Vivi baby look like? Like, it would be weird. Oh, real weird.
That's freaky. That is so funny.
Yeah.
I love it, though, because, you know, Vivi and Keena, we've all been traveling together and everything. And they're just like, all right, you know what? Now's the time to tie the knot. Let's do it. Let's get married.
Yeah. I've been seeing the way your tongue has been wiggling at me there, Keena.
So yeah, now we got a party of couples. We've got Zidane and Dagger are married, and now Vivi and Keena are technically married. So
heck yeah, man. So now it's time for the double date up to north of the sanctuary. So I mean it's nothing has changed here, so if you still want to check out the item shop or equipment or whatever, you know, go for it. But there's nothing new, and so if you did everything the first time, you might as well just go ahead and just head straight to where you need to go with the twin dwarvesies, and they let you by. But first, we finally see who the thief is, right? We get the thief. They're like, thief, thief, and then you know they chase her, and you go, and we're gonna pause right there, and we're gonna do our seed trivia. Alex is on his rank 18. I'm trying to pull up my notes here. Rank 18 quiz. So he's getting up there. I think I got him this time, everyone, though, so don't you worry. Let's do it. All right, man, we're gonna start it off in Final Fantasy 10. So concerning Waka's attack reels, if you get the 2 times for every single one, you know, for each 3 reels, it hits 15 times.
False.
All right, our next one is in Final Fantasy IX. As you were saying it, I was like, oh, don't go too much into it. We literally just talked about this. Gladius, Runetooth, and Exploda all have Lucky 7 on it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
All right, our next question is in Final Fantasy VII. It's an interesting one, man. So in Fort Condor, if you guys have listened to our side quest miniseries way back, I think episodes like 2 and 3, we talked about Fort Condor and everything about it. But you, throughout the story, so throughout the game, if you just keep returning at, you know, specific points and all that stuff, you can fight up to 20 battles at Fort Condor.
That's a trick question. False.
All right. Final Fantasy X-2. Ormy, okay, Ormy, one of LeBlanc's, you know, little goons. Yeah. He has a pattern of triangles around his shield.
False.
All right, Final Fantasy VIII. The summon, or GF rather. Yeah, I mean, they're called different things in every single freaking game. Yeah, but yeah. Bahamut, he asks questions, right? So if you go to him, he asks questions. On that last question, you must select one of the two options.
False.
Our next one is in Final Fantasy XIII. Vanille can learn death.
True.
And our last one is in Final Fantasy XII, the optional boss Fury, which we kind of just recently talked about because I took it on for the first time. It is weak to water.
Oh, that's a good one. It's like one of those little bunny enemies.
Yep.
yeah. I think that's true.
All right, man, let's recap it. So for Waka's attack reels, if you get the two times, it's not 15. It's literally just multiply them, guys. That's essentially what it is. So if you didn't know that, for the attack reels and stuff like that, just take the number and multiply them by each other, and that's how many times it hits. So if you do get all twos, it's 2 times 2 times 2, which is 12, not 15. So you did get it right. All right, man, Final Fantasy IX are Gladius, Runetooth, and Exploda. You just talked about how Gladius and Exploda have lucky sevens, and it's like, ah, crap. But
no, Runetooth does.
You said true, and it is true. Runetooth does have it as well. So that's kind of the, as you said, you know, it is such high. I think it is like 75 AP. So
crazy.
Much.
Yeah, that's why they did that.
But yeah, but luckily you have three weapons to master it. Kind of much like Kina's High Tide. All of her weapons, they don't have anything but High Tide. And so it's kind of much like
250
that.
AP.
No, right.
It's insane.
So much. All right, Final Fantasy VII. You said false. This is true. You can actually go and fight up to 20 times. You have to. It's very specific things. Like literally after you go just a tiny bit further in the story, you got to go all the way back and you can, you know, fight the battle. Like it's very specific moments. I encourage everyone to Google it. It is so interesting. I looked at that. I was looking at the list because you can start getting elixirs. You can start getting a lot of stuff. But I was like, gosh, man, I don't want to drive back there 50 times. Like, holy cow.
It's such a pain.
Yeah, but up to 20 times. That's crazy. Final Fantasy X-2, you said false. It is false. It's not triangles. It's a bunch of hearts. It's the LeBlanc syndicate. Yeah, I was looking at that at first, and I was like, he probably hasn't noticed this.
It's a funny pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, X-2, LeBlanc's all about the love.
About the love, yeah, and it kind of like forms like some weird star flower thing in the center. I don't know, but yeah. Final Fantasy VIII, you said false. It is false. If you know anything about this, so you go to what is that area called?
It's the underwater research area.
That's right. I was gonna say research, but yeah, you get Muhammad, and he asks you questions, and he asks you the first two, and then you start fighting some ruby dragons, and then the last one though, he asks you the question like. Something imbeciles like, do you really wish to fight? And then there's a third option. It's hidden, basically, is what it is. It's hidden there, so that's the one you have to select. I can't believe I remembered that, man. I haven't done that in so long, but it was just...
Yeah.
It's one of those things that after missing it a couple of times, you're like, okay, I'm tired of fighting these stupid dragons, man.
Oh, man, those guys are tough, too.
So hard. Well, and the second one's like a back attack, too, so... All right, our next question was, Vanille can learn death. I mean, you said true instantly, and it is true, so yep. Do you know, is she the only one that can learn death?
Yeah, she's the only one.
Yep, which is pretty cool. It's the it's her only full AT bar action,
like
I guess, is that she has.
Yeah,
it's the only one that just uses all of it, so. And our last one, optional boss Fury. So if you know anything about this, I was super excited because, you know, I'm going through 12 right now and I'm doing everything I've never done in the past. And I never did do the whole medallion thing and unlock these optional bosses in the Necro Hall of Nabadis. And Fury, yeah, it's the boss one. It's the little bunny one, rather. It's, dude, I loved it just because when you open the door, it's like showing this massive beast and then the bunny tops, just you know, hops on top and, you know, does all that. But it is weak to fire, so you said true, or water, excuse me. It is weak to water, you said true, and you got it. So, dude, you only missed one, man.
I am the Final Fantasy King.
I know. It's like, I got topless regime, man. Hey,
you're going to have to start busting out some of those paradigm questions again, man.
All right. Fifth paradigm question. No.
Yeah.
But right on, man. Rank 18 of Tanes. You are getting up there, my friend. Alex's his knowledge is quite impressive, but we are going to continue on to see, well, I guess see if we can maybe catch a thief, I guess. So the next place you get to, it's called the Mountain Path, and another great song that I love. It's we'll just say it. It's Aiko's theme. So here we go, guys. We are getting our next character. You kind of go forward. You see this little girl. You got a glimpse of her, you know, before, and she's like stuck on a branch or something. And there's a odd color Mog, and you know she's just basically saying, "Don't eat me," and all that. And Kina wants to eat the Mog instead, so Kina chases after the Mog, knocks Aiko down.
That's actually a good point that we forgot to mention. So I know I've done this before. Kina leaves the party at this point. She chases after the Mog to try and eat it. So it kind of sucks if you had a good accessory equipped on her and then she's gone.
Yeah,
so maybe
true.
Like the running shoes or the reflect ring or something like that, because she's gone. She's chasing after that Moogle. She's determined to get it. So just kind of something to keep in mind with this, I guess.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I don't usually have amazing things on her just because she's not that amazing. Aiko, I will say, is probably my favorite Final Fantasy IX character. She has so many zeners in one-liners that are just absolutely 100% hysterical. And the funniest thing is you get the dossier little thing, you know, when you get to name the character. And she's six. She is six years old. I don't know if you know anything about children, whoever's listening to this, but I have a daughter and she's older than six now. But when she was six, and I'm looking at things Aiko's doing, oof. Some pretty funny things. She doesn't have anything too amazing. The only thing is, like, you know, they're kind of treating her like a kid. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm not a kid like that guy over there. You know, basically like Vivi. And Vivi's like, me? And it's like, yeah, you're a little kid. Yeah.
She's kind of brutal to Vivi at first. But they start to get along a little bit better. It's just...
She is just brutal in general, man. She is spunky. You know,
she's got a big personality.
Absolutely, yeah. If you think Zidane does, holy cow, look at Aiko.
She really is a great character. She had so much energy, a different element to the party and everything.
Yes.
And just something interesting, so she joins the team. There are so many abilities that she has to learn.
My gosh.
You basically got to start from scratch. She doesn't know. I think she starts off the flute she has Cura.
Has Cura.
But she doesn't know Cura. She doesn't know. So you've got a lot of work to do basically with the abilities on her.
You do. And, you know, one of the notes I have down here is equip some stuff. Well, I mean, I wrote that down before I even made it to this point, and I went to her and I was like, I switched out maybe one thing because the thing she does have on right now, you know, like you said, her flute has Cura with a. You might want to equip something that has Cure if she doesn't have it.
No.
You know, kind of just really, you got some work to do. I wouldn't probably go too low with some items. Maybe equip some better things and just kind of backtrack a little bit as we go forward because there's a boss coming up, basically. Is that, spoiler, there's a boss coming up that you might want to have some okay stuff on her. But regardless, as Alex said, I mean, there are so many things to learn. And on that note, man, what kind of enemies we got?
Well, so this is kind of an interesting part of the game because you've got such an unbalanced party right now.
Now
that Kina's gone, and she was kind of like somebody that you could use for physical attacks, now you've got... You basically got two healers.
Yes.
And Vivi and Zidane. So you've really only got one person for physical attacks. And these battles can be pretty tough. So you've got these Gnolls, G-N... O-L-L. They're like the wolf, I don't know, werewolf type of enemies or something like that. It can be pretty annoying. They like to use Vanish a lot, so Vivi's pretty useful for taking them out with magic.
Yep.
Proles, these guys are super annoying because they love to use this attack called Solution that, like, they go over, stab them with the spear, and then, like, sprinkle some, stuff on them, and it berserks your... Yeah, it something like that, and it berserks your characters. So they love to use that on Aiko or Vivi, and that's a real pain when your magic users get berserk.
Yeah. And, well, and the last one's Achu, right? And we do have Down the Blue Magics. We realize Kina's not here, but, you know, in case you ever wanted to return for whatever reason. Gnolls and Trolls can both be eaten for Vanish, and then Achu for the level 3 Deathless, right? And so you can do at least summons if you want for some extra damage. You got a couple now, Fenrir, Brahma, and that's kind of handling the enemies. Now, this place is not very large again. None of them really ever are, but there's a kind of little quirk here in this whole area of Mountain Path. So first thing you want to do once you can, you know, control, you got your equipment set, is go back up to where Kina was standing. She was kind of standing on the top left side. If you go up there, there's a chest that has a remedy. You do need to go to the right to the next screen, and there's like the statue. Kind of easily missed at times, so kind of be watching for them. It doesn't really stand out from kind of the background, so to speak. But this first one, if you select it, if you just hit, you know, your action button on it, you can get a blue stone. So you want to take that out, you want to grab that, and then go back down to, you know, essentially to move forward. Kind of the same thing again. There's another vine that you can climb up. There's a chest that has a tent. And then there's another statue that has red stone. So far you got blue stone, red stone. And, you know, we're just essentially moving forward here. Something that I never knew about and never thought about doing, man, is what? What do we got here on this screen?
Yeah, so on this part, you can kind of see like a little group of Oglops on the path.
Yeah.
And it is actually possible to catch one. And we posted a really funny screenshot of this at Condi Pate. You can go back to talk to Brian Rootrunner after you caught an Oglop. And he loves these Oglops, man. He's all about the Oglops.
Seasoned Oglop, man.
Seasoned Oglop. That's right. So you can give him the Oglop and you get an Oglop card.
They're not particularly great. No, but, suck. You know, hey, there you go. You can at least get it. It's just kind of something extra that I never really knew about. And so that's pretty funny. I got myself an Oglop. I'll go back at some point and give it to Brian Rootrunner so he can season it.
It's actually kind of tricky to catch them. Sometimes I think there's a technique to it. You sort of want to start off, want to walk to a certain point and then run. But if you're running the whole time, you're never going to catch them. So you
really
have to try.
I bull rushed it, man.
Really? I don't know. Maybe I haven't done it in a minute. I thought that
I was mashing the button too, though.
Yeah, you have to press X at the right time. So that's why mashing it usually helps. But anyways, you move on to the next screen.
Yep.
And look at who we have here.
Yeah, gosh, this dude is a stalker, man. It's Stiltskin. It's like is he trying to take on Kuja too? Like, I don't understand. He's just somehow always going the exact same route we are. But you can get a magic tag, which, I thought I remember what it was. What is a magic tag?
That cures zombie.
That's right, yep. So, cures zombie, which you'd be looking at and be like, well, you know, okay, whatever. But, you know, you don't really have that yet, so that's something new. But you can get that, a tent, and another ether for an evil amount of 666 gil. And which again, is another steal. You know, I mean, we talk about this each time. Ethers themselves sell for 1,000. So, you know, that right there is already a really good amount. You get something at the very end, but he's there. Get that. And then you got Zuzuna the Moogle. So we can finally deliver one of those letters. It's the one from Mogmat. Yeah. You're down to 2 still, and she doesn't give you another one or anything. It's just, you know, that's what you got.
Yeah, and I think you can only hold up to 3 letters. Yeah, so if you miss one, you'll just have to, like, discard one or something like that.
Well, after that, you kind of got to go forward. You get a cool, a little small cinematic of this giant tree. We don't know what it is quite yet. We'll find out in, like, literally, like, the next screen, pretty much. But this giant tree, dude, it looks so awesome and all that, and you're looking back. You find out that that's what the sanctuary is. That's what the dwarves call it. Iko then in a second will tell you that that's called the Ifa tree or Ifa tree. Yeah. I don't really know how you, you find that out, but regardless, you move forward a tiny little bit and ooh, it's boss time, man.
That's right. We got this giant troll thing.
He's ugly as heck, man.
Yeah, with like these suspenders on and this tiny little face. It's just absolutely hilarious looking.
We were joking about earlier. He literally has 0 neck. I'm not talking of a percentage from 1 to 100. He has 0. He has no neck. It's just his head nestled into his shoulders.
And we've got one of the most notoriously bad steal rates for the rare item, dude, in the whole game since Mithril Sword and Beatrix.
Yeah.
Fairy Flute.
Very
It's
fluke.
a really good item, but good luck.
Yeah.
0.39% chance of getting that.
Yeah, but less than 0.5%. Yeah, that's insane. The other ones is you do have Phoenix down, it's 100%, and then the Mithril Fork is 25, which that's very lackluster there because you've been able to buy them. So as far as treasures go and steals, he does not really have anything good except for that fairy flute. But you will be happy to know I did not get it. I tried. But the problem with this fight too is that because, as Alex mentioned, you know, we have two healers essentially. We have another magic user. All of them have pretty low health. I mean, keep in mind, Vivi and Zidane are the only ones you've really been able to use most of the game. Dagger's very underdeveloped. Iko is extremely underdeveloped. And so you got this. So it's kind of hard to just keep Zidane stealing over and over and over again. You kind of need him. He has auto haste on mine, so that's nice. Was not able to get the fairy flute, but this dude can be tough, man.
Oh yeah. So typical strategy as usual. Have him use slow,
Yep.
try to get that stick, or just do damage. I like to focus a couple of times in his Fire and Blizzard and all that kind of stuff starts doing some really good damage. You can also silence this guy. You
Yep.
can have Vivi bust out his even better black magic move with the Oak Staff, Io.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Mark said, this Hilgigar's he's got some serious attacks. He's got knockdown, which
What is
just
it?
does a lot of.
There's like hip hop something or
Yeah,
it's what
something
it's like
like
he
that.
literally like jumps on you and like butt slams you is essentially what it
Seriously.
is. As you said, I mean slow and silence. I just put silence on the notes because you can. I don't think it actually really stops him from doing anything at all, silence.
Yeah.
And so slow is a pretty good one, but again, you got to keep that up. You know, it's upkeep of it. Another thing is he has a big ability called Earthquake, which just does, you know, it does damage to everyone. You can use float from dagger, but you know, just kind of keep in mind, we've talked about it many times, beneficial status effects in your characters just really don't last very long in nine at all. And so float, just to give you an idea, you know, he used Earthquake a couple times, and I was like, all right, let me just do Float. Used Float on the party, and it ran out before he even used Earthquake again. And so, you know, it's kind
It's a
of one of those
pain.
things that the timing just kind of sucks. So I don't even know if you want to worry about it. Earthquake isn't really the big one. It's kind of like, as you said, Knockdown, it's the butt slam thing. Those can easily one-hit KO anyone, even Zidane. Zidane was getting knocked out so many times on my game, and I was like, oh my gosh. So, anyways, you take him out, and it's kind of like, well, that's that. Iko says something like, oh, he's been walking around every time and, you know, every now and again. Well, he's dead now. Quick little things left in this area. You're essentially at the end of Mountain Path, but just make sure the same screen that you fight the boss at and it leaves you at, there's another one of the statues. This one will give you the Yellowstone. You got one more. So there's kind of a fork in the path somewhat. It goes you can either go straight up or you can go to the right. Go to the right first. You can get an ether, you'll get the last stone, which is a green stone. And then you might be wondering, like, what do you do with these? Well, if you go all the way back to where the Moogles are, you can take the path to the right, which maybe you did before and there was that statue. So maybe you already did enter some of the, you know, the stones you've already had, the red, blue, whatever. Well, now you can get all four and you get a moonstone.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. I mean, you do need them. You will need them in the future.
It's not great, but it's something.
I mean, that's it. I mean, right there. As an item itself, it kind of sucks, but it is used for very good things, right? For synthesis. So,
Exactly.
and other than that, man, that's it, right? You can just exit to the Lucid Plains and the world map. Essentially, what we're doing is we're just taking Iko home, and so we're going to wherever her home is, and that's where we're gonna leave it. We'd like to thank you all for listening, as always. Thank you so much for your support. It just makes this so much more enjoyable. Please look us up on Instagram. Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks is our handle. Also, you can stop off at Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.com, and we have our blog posts there. We'll have, you know, links to different things and songs and all that. So definitely make sure you check that out. That's all I got. I'm Mark.
I'm Alex.
This is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.